B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop for your trail-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. Hector Neris is in to nail it down for your fight, Phils, and he got the first hitter out. One out in the ninth inning with David Freeze up. We'll continue to update you. But right now, let's go to the man who's apparently going to share an adventure on Saturday. That I have no idea how it's going to go. But let's bring him in. He, of course, is NBC Sports, is a wonderful sports commentator and reporter, and NBC 10 as well. John Clark on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, John, what's the agenda? What's the itinerary?
Ready for a little road trip?
Yes, I've been updating the audience on our trip on Saturdays. Go see Jason Starr conduction in the Hall of Fame. And I left it with you to find some accommodation. So what's the latest?
Yeah, thanks for all your help, by the way.
Well, I mean, I thought you, last week you told me you were going to use your connections.
All right, right now we got a Super 8 motel about 30 miles south of Cooperstown. I mean, it's like a Penn State football weekend. You can't find hotels anywhere.
I know.
And Jason was updating me. He's like, there were two cancellations at a hotel yesterday, but that's like 40 miles northeast. We don't want to do that. You want to be on the way home.
Okay.
So we got two beds.
Okay.
You know, and all we're gonna do is crash there. Now I can get you your separate room. I can definitely do that for you.
Yeah. If you could do that, yeah, I would appreciate that. I don't know if I want a room share. You know what I'm saying? I like to be in my own little room.
I know. It ain't college. I understand.
Yeah. That'd be great. So tell me about, like, what time do we have to be up there? What time do we have to leave on Saturday?
Well, it's probably like leave at 10 a.m. It's probably going to take 4 hours. And Jason's speech is at 4:30.
Okay.
And then, of course, after that, you have, posthumously Roy Halladay going in.
Okay.
And then there's a nice get together for the Hall of Famers afterwards that we're going to go to. So
very nice. All right, that's nice. So yeah, I didn't know what time we would have to leave. So if we left at 9 o'clock, we check into the hotel. We go up to Cooperstown. Right? Yeah. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, pretty much. If we can make it up there, and we we can stand each other in the 4 hour car ride, arguing over music or something.
No, you'll be playing Springsteen. It's you're driving, right?
A little Pearl Jam.
All right. Okay. So I'll hook up. I'll give you a call tonight. We'll iron out the details. So Neris just gave up a home run. It's now 7-6, and he is pitching to Justin Turner. I got to ask you about the Phillies right now and that 16-2 game, which I thought was an all time low. What is your opinion on what's going on here with this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. I'm talking about wild card too. I mean, you've got seven relievers on the injured list. They've got all kinds of young relievers in there who aren't ready. And you're starting pitching. I mean, who do you rely on other than Aaron Nola and possibly Zach Eflin?
Mm-hmm.
You can't rely on anybody. I think the lineup is going to be coming around a little bit more. You've seen Harper heating up. And I think he's going to be a second half guy like he was last year. He hit 300 in the second half last year. I just don't think the pitching is there, and they've had too many injuries in the bullpen. So the only way to save this team and keep this team in contention is for Matt Klentak to get a starting pitcher or two, really, to be honest with you.
Should still do that, even though it looks pretty bleak when you look at overall, it looks pretty bleak for their playoff hopes. You still think they should be active?
But you know what? If you can get a starting pitcher, because you're going to need him for next year, if you can get a starting pitcher that you have under control for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
I would give up somebody, a prospect or two, because you need to have starting pitching next year. Where is it going to come from?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
you.
We
need it.
Okay. All right. Now let's look at the Eagles, because big anticipation next week. People report training camp is coming up. What is your excitement level? What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, you know this week is the crucial week for the Phillies. This was the week they have to get everybody to hang on because you start to hear more Eagles chants, of course.
Yes, the Phillies have closed out the game, by the way. They have won 7-6 as Justin Turner flew out the right, so Neris gets a save.
Oh, Hector Neris exercising some of those Dodger demons, huh?
Yeah, except he gave up a home run, but that's all right.
but look, this is set up to be an amazing fall and winter in this city. You've got two teams, the Eagles and the Sixers, who could possibly both compete for a championship. Now, at least make it to the championship and play for a championship, and that's pretty amazing. Look, I think this Eagles team is so stacked at every position. Now, I'm a little tiny bit worried about the depth at defensive end. But I think the defensive tackles will get the pressure. Every other spot, I think they're good to go. And I think it all depends on Carson Wentz coming back and being healthy and being the quarterback that he was. And I think he's in a great mental spot from what everybody says right now, physically and mentally.
Does this look like a 12-win team to you? A lot of people are saying 12. A lot of experts, including Ron Jaworski, said 12 last week.
Hey, look, I absolutely think so. I mean, if you think about the last, I think it's the last, is it the last 6 weeks of the season? I believe they only get on a plane once, and that's to Miami, which is not a bad plane trip. That's the only time they get on a plane. I think if they can be, let's say, 6-5 or 6-4 or something like that, I think they can get to 12 wins because I think they're going to roll towards the end of their schedule. I really do.
All right, it sounds good. Listen, I'm excited about both those teams as well. I can't wait for the football season to start and then for the basketball season to start. So the only question about the basketball season is the Ben Simmons question. Now, what we know is he bails out of the FIBA, and he's still working on the jump shot or whatever. What do you see Ben as coming back? What kind of a player will he be?
Look, I got to be honest. I mean, you see him in shoot-arounds, and you see him pre-game in warm-ups, and he shoots the ball. But in games, I don't know whether it's being fearful of shooting the ball, but I think from everything that you've heard, Tobias Harris working out with him, you've heard other guys that are watching him train, and yes, not playing in the Gold Cup. I think that sends a message, and I've heard from Sixers people that he is really dedicated to getting that jump shot. He knows he needs that to take it to the next level. And he sees the way LeBron's game.
And you're buying into it that when he comes into this year, it's all going to be fixed.
Hey, Mike, if Elton Brand is putting himself out there and saying he is going to shoot his jumper this year, I believe it.
Was it a good sign or a bad sign that he bails out of the Aussie team?
I think it's a great sign.
Yeah.
And I think what he said was great. He said he wants to be in the city of Philadelphia, doesn't want to be over there or in L.A. He wants to be here to get to know his new teammates, work out with them. And I think this was a humbling experience for both Ben and Joel. And I think you have to kind of be punched in the gut, knocked around a little bit. And I think they realized they were so close, they lost to the champions on a shot that bounced four times off the rim. And they know how close they are if they improve certain areas of their game and take it to the next level. And I think they are dedicated.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Now, last question for you. It's our Twitter poll today. Who is the most intriguing athlete in Philadelphia right now to you? And the candidates obviously are Simmons, Carson Wentz, Embiid, Bryce Harper, Carter Hart.
Most intriguing?
The most intriguing athlete in Philly.
Well, I got to tell you, I would have said Joel Embiid before. Because we're living in a social media age, and everybody can't wait to see what Joel posts on social media. But I would say the whole thing with his jump shot, I would say Ben Simmons is right now the most intriguing athlete in this city because we are all waiting to see that jump shot unveil.
Well, I agree with you. And there's also another question that Tyrone, is this your question for him? Do you agree that Lil Uzi Vert is the next Michael Jackson, which was said by, who said that today? Ronald Darby said that today. Lil Uzi Vert
absolutely
is the next Michael Jackson.
Absolutely not.
You say no?
Absolutely not. No way.
All right. Is Lil Uzi Vert the next Bruce Springsteen?
I'm going to hang up. This is absurd.
All right. I'll call you tonight.
You got it.
All right. There he is. John Clark. I can't believe he sent me this. Text. He sends me the text. I have two choices right now. A hotel with one bed that is 35 to 40 minutes northeast of Cooperstown, or a Super 8 for 172 beds, not smoking.
Yeah.
The other part is the non-smoking thing. You know how you said he's like a 14-year-old? And I personally love John, but that's something you would say like when you were younger.
Here's the thing about John. Yeah, it's going to be obviously a non-smoking room. I don't want to go in there and smell like an ashtray, right, in a hotel. But John is different. See, John has a roommate.
Right.
He rents a room in his house to a dude.
Yeah.
So he's used to the communal living sort of situation.
And you've lived alone for a while.
But see, even in my age, so you share a hotel room with a dude at this age?
It's
the reason why I don't take the stairs. I think I've earned the right to have my own hotel room in life or to ride an elevator to the third floor.
When we had that fire thing, I took the stairs.
Right. Yeah.
You were like, I'm waiting for the...
I have earned the right to this stage in my life to take a freaking elevator, just like I have earned the right to have my own hotel room.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the communal thing.
But it's a pinch. It's one night.
John just wants to be buddies.
If he can't get another room, fine. That's fine. If that's the only thing we could do, because the most important thing is we're going to see Jason Stark. It's not our accommodations. But there's another room for 170 in Motel 8. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
You're going to like draw on his face or something with like marker?
Yeah.
Dip his hand in like the warm water?
That would be pretty funny.
I mean, the last thing I need is like to get woken up and like John Clark, I turn over, John Clark's snoring. And I got to throw a pillow at him or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm beyond that.
The mental pictures of this are just hysterical.
By the way, speaking of the last question you asked him, I would not be upset if the Eagles released Ronald Darby today.
For saying that?
Yep, I would release him. Because I have the audio, and when I heard...
That really got you. You put that on the show sheet. You weren't happy about that.
It's quite blasphemous.
That's what I mean. Like, if they cut him, I would say, you know what?
Even though you're a Lil Uzi Vert fan.
I don't hate him, but he's not. Come on. Like, you got to place people where they are.
Why would he say something of that magnitude?
I don't know. And Brandon Brooks, who's now a veteran, you know, Chris Long is going, like, he's one of the vets now.
Right.
It blew his mind. That's why he posted and said, say it again. He was like, I don't care if you go live. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Do we have the audio of him saying it?
We do.
All right, let's hear it right now.
Go ahead.
Little Uzi Bird is the next Michael Jackson.
This man is out of his...
On live, whatever you want to put it on. I would say the same thing over and over again.
One more time.
Little Uzi Vert is the next Michael Jackson.
Hold on, I've heard
enough for the day.
Little Uzi Vert is the next Michael Jackson.
Your rehab is done for the day. You may leave now. You good, bro.
That's funny.
Chris Long chimed in and said he shouldn't be exposed to bright lights if he's in concussion protocol. I have to assume that that's what it is.
Oh, jeez. Well, listen, you know, there are people that will, they love their favorite bands and favorite groups, favorite artists, and they'll go to the wall for them. So, Lil Uzi Vert has opened up his world, Ronald Darby.
Because he's not from here originally. Lil Uzi is a Philly act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, maybe he knows him personally, like hanging around the same scene.
Possible.
I'm just trying to figure out how that happens. He's not the biggest rapper in Philly.
You can't be bigger than the King of Pop.
No, and he's not bigger than Meek Mill.
Possible.
Nat's buddy's, Nat's friend's son, what's his name?
Maddox.
Maddox is more likely than Lil Uzi to be the next Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Come on.
All right. Let's go, Sean and Drexel Hill. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Sean?
I am actually newer listener, but, love the show.
Thanks,
love all
buddy.
Three of you.
Thank you.
First of all, your conversation with Jason yesterday about you guys working together and, all the Hall of Fame stuff, I really appreciated that conversation. I thought it sounded great. It was awesome, you know, like...
Yeah, I got way back with a guy in the business, you know, and we've had so many different... like changes like he I remember when like, he went to ESPN and it was traumatic like they for how many years he was at ESPN they decided to move on from him
Right.
And he's down for a while, and all of a sudden, boom, it's like three better opportunities pop up for the guy. Now he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's a great story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you guys, you know, you all switch up stuff. Like, you know, there's this guy, Callen, or Callen, whatever, Cowherd.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, he went to FS1 or whatever, right?
Right.
I try to watch that stuff. I can't do it, man. I like ESPN, but, like, I'm a newer listener to local stuff. I used to not listen to local stuff because I thought that, like, a lot of our fans were, like, haters, just, like, just to hate.
Yeah.
You know.
I got
I'm 43, you. So, I love my city. Love my peoples, you know, but like, you know, it's different. But anyway, my question real quick is about the Phillies, right? Is there any way that they could trade someone not in the minors, you know, like someone, is there anyone younger? Like, you know, I know Kingery's not the best, but like, do you think there's any possibility they could like get a really good pitcher?
Yeah. If they're willing to give up one of their top two prospects, their pitching prospects, they can get another starting pitcher if they're willing to do that.
No, but what I'm saying is, I know you're talking about prospects in the minors.
Are you talking about position players?
Yeah, is there anyone right now on the team that would be worth trading that another team may be interested in just to get a pitcher?
Well, that's great. You added the last part of that the other team would be interested in. You could trade very easily a guy like Michael Franco or Cesar Hernandez.
Okay.
But you got to, I wouldn't know whether they're coveted.
Right.
You know, they're both just okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. I mean,
so
yeah,
they're the only two guys really that you can trade. That would make sense because you have a third base replacement in the minor leagues and Kingery can play second base full time. But what would you be able to get in a deal for those two guys? I don't know that they're that coveted players.
Right. Well, just today watching the game, you know, and as a fan, I watch when they're bad and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I always do. I love it. I love sports. I love throwing sports. So I just watch. But today when I saw they just looked, I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
I saw Reese talking to Bryce before Bryce was going up the bat later in the game.
Yeah.
And that you don't see on regular TV, which is something kind of cool about YouTube.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, you see a little more on the YouTube feed. They were a little more intimate with the telecast.
Yes. There's. I love NBC Sports Philadelphia way to do it, but comparing it to the national feeds, I actually liked what YouTube was doing maybe more than what Fox does, for example, or TBS. There's something to be said, and for the people pushing back also, they watch Netflix. All this is Netflix for your baseball. For the people worried about the stream, you watch Netflix, that's a stream. If you watch Amazon Prime, that's a stream. Hulu's a stream.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's coming. And in fact, Goodell talked about the NFL's getting ready to do their digital deal coming up too. So
it's a new money stream, and the league's going to take advantage of it. Now, regarding that, here's what I will say about the two tradable players, Franco Hernandez. Franco could possibly have a market because, at the very least, he's younger and he can hit 20, 25 home runs. He can. He's got home run. So home run guys are looked at differently. Cesar Hernandez, I don't think, has any one thing that somebody would covet. Plus, he's almost 30 years old now. So Franco might be able to get you something. Hernandez would be a throw-in. He doesn't have marketability to get you something substantial.
And the rumor was if they were going to trade Hernandez, it had to be a pitcher who had some years of control left. And they did not, obviously, since he wasn't traded, no team came forward with a pitcher with control left that they thought was decent. So clearly he didn't have much of a market.
Now, if you're a contender and your second baseman goes down, well, then Cesar Hernandez would be a good replacement. But that situation hasn't popped up yet. That's the only thing that would make him more marketable. He's cheap, and he's not going to hurt you. He's not going to help you a lot, but he's not going to hurt you. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Mikey, man.
What's up, Chuck?
I'm sitting out of this crummy house. This thing is nasty. There's no room. I can barely turn over. And I had a spider crawl down my jumpsuit. Then you do the roll of death. When you get a spider in your suit, you don't even worry about it. You just start rolling around until you squash it to death. I've learned that.
What's the temperature like in North Carolina today?
It is 95 today with a heat index of 109.
Oh, my. What is our heat index here? We're probably like right there with you.
I was in an attic for about an hour and a half earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I do it all the time. I love it, though. You know, I train myself. I go to the gym. I love what I do. You know, it's like you guys love it. You know, it takes us all as a whole to do what we do.
Beautiful.
I really need the Philadelphia family to do thoughts and prayers for me and my family. My wife's dad had a massive heart attack this morning, and in the morning she's flying out to Arkansas to go see him. So I need everybody to, you know, just best wishes from the Philadelphia family that everything.
I'm sorry to hear that, and the people that are listening certainly send you best wishes.
I appreciate it, because that was a sad day for me. But anyway, okay, let's get to this on a happier note. Who has more pressure on them to be great? Carson Wentz being, you know, with his injury, or Ben Simmons with the jump shot?
It's an excellent question. And you're probably going to expect me to say Ben Simmons, but it's Carson Wentz.
It's without
question Carson Wentz, and here's why. Because he's got a team that on paper could probably win a Super Bowl. Also, a guy before him did it. He's got the pressure to take this team to a Super Bowl. Ben Simmons has a surrounding cast that's pretty good that can help carry him. The quarterback's the most important position in sports. He's got to get it done. He's got much more pressure than Ben Simmons.
Okay. I thought maybe that's the way you would go, but I just figured Ben Simmons has got a lot of pressure on him. You know, signed big contracts.
No, he does, because he's got to show us something this year. But as far as the long-term ramifications, the Sixers can win without Ben Simmons correcting that flaw. The Eagles cannot win unless Carson Wentz has a great year. Right?
Absolutely.
The quarterback's got to win a Super Bowl. The quarterback is the main onus of a Super Bowl.
Right. Ben Simmons is not even yet the best player on his team.
Right.
Right now, Embiid's a better player.
Mm-hmm.
So if Embiid has an MVP season, for example, it won't matter. I mean, it'll be nice if Ben shoots, but it would be a bonus. Carson has to be great.
All right. Now, what's the weather like out there? Because
it's not bad right now.
My weather app is saying thunderstorm.
It is thunderstorm. No, it's raining again.
It is?
But it's only 81 degrees. Tomorrow, 96. Saturday, 98. Sunday, 98.
They said it's going to be like 115 this weekend.
Yep, they're up to 115 on the heat index, 109. So today's the cool
can't
day.
Do, I can't
what's it
going to
be like in Cooperstown?
Well, let's check.
Give me some Cooperstown weather. Because we can't wear shorts and tank shirts to this event. We gotta put a sport coat on or something.
You probably could mix in some linen. Well, I'm trying to think of something light.
Yeah, there you go. Wear like a nice linen suit.
I have a linen suit.
All right, here we go.
What?
It's 77 now. Friday, 87. Relative to here, 91 and partly cloudy.
Cool.
So, yeah, 91 compared to 98 and I'll have a lower heat index there. It'll feel like less than 100 up there.
Okay.
So relative to here, not bad.
My Nordic blood can't take this anymore.
And 87 when you're driving back.
Summer suit, right? I got to get a summer suit for an event like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be a linen suit. There'll be guys out there in the linen.
I don't have a linen suit.
But you got one.
Don Johnson?
Yes.
You go to go after work and they'll be ready for tomorrow.
I got
summer suits, but they're not linen.
But
get a
I'm
linen.
Saying that's
a heavy. Can cool. I get a linen suit now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Please do.
Off the rack. Pants don't fit perfect.
Just do it.
Get it off the rack and they'll have it ready for tomorrow to pick up. It only takes 24 hours.
Are you kidding me?
I just
the last time you got a suit that 24 hours to get altered.
The other day.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
That's because you're Tyrone Johnson.
I got it. I think you were able to.
But you're Tyrone Johnson.
Hook brother up.
Because the brother was going to be on a magazine cover.
He hooked
that's
the brother
why.
Up.
Why don't you do the LeBron short suit?
I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not a short suit guy. I wouldn't look good in a short suit.
Mix up.
Oh, Tyrone! Oh, my God! Get Shlomo, get that suit ready for tomorrow! He's got to be on the cover of a magazine! It's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Let's get an update on our Twitter poll. We'll update you in the British Open. It looks like Tiger is in danger of missing the cut today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What are you going to do? The Twitter poll update is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie?
And it has over 1,500 votes so far. Who is the most intriguing Philadelphia athlete? 28% say Carson Wentz. 10% say Bryce Harper. 46% Joel Embiid. And 16% Ben Simmons.
All righty. Tiger Woods today shot 78, Tyrone. 41 on the front nine. 7 over.
Yeah, he's got no shot.
He looked like he gained weight since the Masters.
Yeah, he mentioned, I think what he did was he worked so hard to get back, and once he won, he took his foot off completely. Mm-hmm. He's done for the rest of the season. If he's going to win another major, it'll be next year. I'm saying another tournament. I think he's just no chance.
Yeah, by the way, that course is just impossible.
Yeah, a lot of people are struggling.
I know everybody loves the whole culture nostalgia of the Lynx course, mm-hmm. how golf was invented. I think it's a piece of crap, frankly, that you have to play in natural terrain. I like the American courses that are built to be courses.
I agree with you. As a non-golfer,
I've played these courses too.
Yeah, you've been over there.
So I played the Scottish courses, all that stuff, and you can't see anything. You can't see where you're hitting the ball. It's like you hit it well, and it rolls into a pot belly bunker that comes out of nowhere or into the natural terrain of the brush. That's not golf, is it?
No, to me it's not. I don't like it. And to me as a viewer, it's not as visually appealing. If I can't kind of see where the guys, like they'll say, oh, you got to aim here, and you can kind of see what they're aiming for. It seems like they're guessing half the time.
Well, they are.
Like they're just up there swinging.
You can't read the terrain. It's like you get on a tee box and you go, where am I hitting it? That little post-it stamp to the left is where you want to put it. You go, okay, if I don't hit it in there, I'm in this high brush, and you knock it out, you lose 3 strokes a hole doing that.
And maybe they can mix in a little water on the course sometimes.
Yeah, these courses they put on the sea coast.
Yeah,
right. They're playing on the coast.
Yeah, but some of the water
it borders the golf course. No, it's the natural terrain. And whether you like natural terrain or not, a lot of people love it. Oh, it's great. Look at the visual. I mean, it's beautiful in Northern Ireland. The course is itself, the terrain is beautiful. It's just that playing golf on it, it looks like it's impossible. It's not fun. All right, let's go Richard in Gilbertsville. Richard, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Richard.
Yes, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Rich?
Okay, I really enjoy your show, and I like everybody that's on your show.
Oh, you got a bad connection, though, Richard. Hold on a second. Right. We'll try to get you into a better area and get you. Tyler in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
What's up, Tyler?
Now, going on with golf, I am so sick of Tiger Woods, only because every time there's some major tournament, I waste 10 seconds of my life looking at my notifications and saying, oh, Tiger Woods went 7 over in the first round.
He is golf. So
yeah, he is what he is 10 years ago. He's done. I saw the Masters and that was it.
Yeah, that's probably the last major he's going to win. But he at least got I didn't think that was ever going to happen. So I've eaten crow on that.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm done.
All right.
But going on with Sixers, I want to talk about Max contract. Now, we just saw the anniversary of Kawhi Leonard going to the Raptors, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1 year since as of yesterday. Now, when I think of Max contract players, I think of, wow, Kawhi Leonard did so much for the city of Toronto. He deserves every penny that he asked for from NBA teams, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's players like Anthony Davis. I would give my bank routing number to if he asked for any amount of money from the Sixers, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you think of max contract players, do you think of Tobias Harris? Is Tobias Harris worth a max contract?
No, probably not. But that's not really the point. The point
what
is,
do you mean that's
the point
point
is when you're when you're managing a franchise, you've got one duty: try to win a championship. You had that was how you had to keep
Tobias Harris is going to win you a championship.
Tyler, he's a starter on a very good 5-man team. You can't afford not to have him.
He was in a hospital bed in a coma in the playoffs last year. I mean, he didn't show
All right,
up.
Well, if you're going to lose Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, how good were you going to be?
We had one of the best free agent markets last year, and you're settling with Tobias Harris?
Who would you have signed instead of Tobias Harris that wanted to be here?
I'll tell you exactly what I've
signed.
I would have signed Malcolm Brogdon as a point guard, as a true point guard, because let's be real, Ben Simmons is not a true point guard,
well,
right?
You're obviously missing the point, because Ben Simmons wasn't going to move to a position, so you're giving me something that couldn't happen.
Well, he's not moving to the position. He's already playing the position. He doesn't shoot, right?
I get it. Tyler, you weren't going to have Malcolm Brogdon come in here and be a point guard. So why do you even think about it? Ben Simmons was going to be the number one.
So you got to
work with what you can do to fill out your starting five. Who else would you have signed?
Tobias Harris.
Well, I asked you to give me somebody.
I'll give you another name. Chris Middleton. How about that?
Chris Middleton was re-signed by the Milwaukee Bucks and was not available. The Milwaukee Bucks could pay him the max contract, and they did. You're doing the best you can for your team. Malcolm Brogdon is not a solution to play point guard. He would have been a nice signing. I get it.
And you have to assume they ended up working on a signing trade, but he was restricted. So at the time entering the market, you would have had to tie up cap money.
Yes.
With the possibility that the Bucks would have matched that contract and you end up with nobody. And I don't think the Bucks were going to be in any hurry to do a signing trade with you because they know Indiana's not their actual competitor. The Sixers are.
Listen, I agree with you. I would have taken Butler over Tobias Harris. I've always been down that road. Now, either Butler didn't want us, we didn't want him. So then you go to the next, okay, wait, well, how can I keep my team as good? Well, the realities of the NBA are you sign who you can sign. And sometimes you're going to have to overpay a guy just to keep them together to keep your team viable for a championship. This was the most viable thing they could have done. Let's go to Bobby in Boyertown. Bobby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bobby.
Mikey missed what's going on.
What's up, Bob?
What do you mean that's not golf? It was invented in Scotland.
Golf. Yeah, I understand, but the golf has escalated to a point where, like, American courses are, I don't know, I just like them better.
I understand. Also, you can't bro up for one night for the Hall of Fame. It's induction weekend. That place is going to be packed.
Yeah, I'm not a bro anymore, bro.
I'm sorry.
Right. Well, I'm not a bro.
I'm
past bro stage. I want to have my own hotel room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a Hall of Fame story.
Suppose I run into a Nicole Kidman in a lobby at that motel at 6. I'm sharing a room with Johnny Clark.
Yeah,
come on.
You hang the baseball hat on the door and you tell him to get down to the lobby. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, let's go back to college.
yo, Mike, I just last Friday I had to call and let you know you're talking about Hall of Fame. I just got done a week-long road trip. A buddy of mine, shout out to Phil. We did a all four Hall of Fames in a week. And it was absolutely magnificent. We hit Toronto. I know you were talking about that earlier. And you talk about a disappointment, though, is the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Really?
It's like a shopping center. There's a Starbucks in the lobby, and it was the only place we didn't get to see the actual trophy or even like a replica of it.
Yeah.
Such disappointment. But that baseball, Cooperstown, man, that place is absolutely spectacular.
I've never been. So it's going to be interesting. I got to be honest with you, I'm not that much of a Hall of Fame guy, and the only reason I'd be going up here is because of Jason Stark.
Right.
You know, I could go my whole life without going to a Hall of Fame. It'd be all right.
Okay. But no, it's the first one along the group that it feels like it's like a federal building.
Yeah.
Like it just feels special when you walk in.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a blast up there.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
All right, man. Bro up. For night, yeah. If that's the only thing we can do, then I'll bro up.
Oh, man.
But if I have a choice, I get my own space.
That'd be good, you know. But if that did happen, if there was anybody who would say, oh, man, I got to take one for the team, I'll sleep in the car, it would be John.
Yeah, you're lucky that you'd be with him.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have to worry about anything, honey.
No,
you hang that cap, he wouldn't knock.
No, he
would.
He'd
be good.
He would be sleeping in no car.
I hear what you're saying.
He said, don't mind me. That's what he would say. Exactly what he would say. He's not sleeping in no car. He's used to having roommates.
Yeah,
don't mind me.
Yeah. Hey, you guys do what you got to do.
Don't mind me.
It's like I'm not here.
Exactly. 610-632-0975. Couple lines are open. Good time to get in. I'll give you the open scores after this and see if any American. Oh, an American leads the open. J.B. Holmes, -5. back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Yes. 447, Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. There's a lot of memes that are being put up here about John and I driving to Cooperstown, including one by our own Natalie Agonoff. What did you put out there? A Muppet?
It's from the Muppet movie, it's Fozzie and Kermit when they're driving to Hollywood and they're singing, and Kermit's playing the banjo and Fozzie's driving like this. It's so good.
And somebody's got us driving the Dumb and Dumber van.
I know.
So we go up there.
So true.
Yeah. Well, it should be an interesting adventure.
Someone has to take a picture of you two.
Yeah. We'll
take a pic. Send it to me.
We'll tweet out some pictures.
Good.
I'll live tweet it.
Yes, please do.
FanFest is coming up, by the way. Saturday, August 24th, at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to win a ticket to get in. And today, we're not giving away any, but we may be. You never know. We do it on General Knowledge Wednesday. We'll also have ticket raids. We'll still have another one before this event. The features of this thing, well, first of all, we'll all be there. All Fanatic hosts will be there. So if you haven't gotten to know us, we'll be out there, out and about. Special guests like Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Tom Ginz, Mark Zumoff, Eric Carabell will do his fantasy football gig. Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping. Hot tubs have been added, courtesy of Spa Hearth and Home. And you can win a FanFest soak with some special ladies. Details are coming soon on that. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, if you like cars, will be on display. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. Golf Simulator, closest to the pin contest. Ron Jaworski putting green. One lucky listener wins that football trip to two for the away game in Miami with the Cuz. That's going to be a great trip. Flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate. Tickets all included, courtesy of phillysporttrips.com. We're giving away a wave runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. 4-person, 30-foot rock wall, dunk tank, 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, a trip for four to Disney. FanFest band, The Zings, FanFest DJ, Mo Green, baseball speed pitch, bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves, wiffle ball challenge, dome, high striker strongman challenge, outdoor air conditioning, casino room, slot machines, roulette wheel, blackjack tables, all courtesy of Holland's True Value. The Sixers are going to be bringing a half court with a basket. The dunk squad will be there. Sixers dancers will be there. The Sixers drum squad and the Sixers Liberty Bell. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Clubber Sky Armor, Metals Recycling, the U.S. Army.
FanDuel is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, and thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com, and DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
All right, Philly's going to split today. I'm sorry, Tyron, go ahead.
No, there's one more rumor.
There's
one more rumor related to ladies.
Ladies.
If you're,
What?
We're going to have a ladies' day call in?
Ladies are thinking about getting married, they may want to come to FanFest.
Oh.
That's the rumor that I'm hearing.
Does that mean an engagement ring might be in the offing?
Are some other things.
I think it's festivity, wedding festivity related.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the rumor that I heard as well.
The rumor is you can win a wedding?
No.
What?
No, well, let's not go that far.
You're throwing me off.
There's a lot of things that happen.
Some things you do
leading up to a wedding.
Leading up to a wedding, there's some things you do that cost money that might not cost you any money.
It's very vague.
Nah.
We just can't say it
because it's not confirmed.
Evidently. Can't say it. The first trailer for the new Top Gun is out. There's a new Top Gun coming out?
Yep. Come out 2020. It's called Top Gun Maverick, and it looks spectacular.
Is Mav in it?
Yes.
Mav's the instructor?
This is the first one. It doesn't come out till 2020, so they don't tell a lot, but it's a lot of him flying, and it looks it looks fantastic.
Cruise is in it.
Yes. It's called Maverick.
How about Ice going to be in it?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Ice is
Mav
in
and
it.
Ice?
They're both in it.
Val Kilmer looks terrible right now.
Apparently not.
No?
Apparently, he's not in the trailer, but apparently he did some things to get it because he knows this might be his last best shot.
How about Sundowns? He gonna be in it?
I don't think you see Sundowns. And then there's the young, we didn't see it, Miles Teller, who's from Philadelphia, will be the young pilot, but we don't know who he is. Is he Goose's son? Is he Maverick's son? We don't know. And they allude to Goose in the trailer. So Goose is gone but not forgotten after all these years.
The spirit of Goose is guiding planes? First of all, I can't imagine you haven't done more squawking about Sundown. I could not have been, listen. You're the only black guy in the whole cast.
He's corniest.
Is Sundown.
Corniest. We could have had him, man. I hate that guy. We could have had him. I hated him on Walker's Texas Ranger, that actor. Years later, we could have had him.
Why the call sign got to be Sundown, Tyrone?
I know, that's also not terrible. Right. It's terrible, but he was so super corny. At least put some spice on that Sundown character. Don't be the corniest actor in the whole movie.
They made him like the dude in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, just fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Put some. Yeah, that's how he was.
Richard in Gilbertsville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Richard.
How's it going, Mike?
What's going on, Rich?
Okay, I just wanted to call you up and say how great you are. Talk a little baseball with you.
Yeah, you're still getting a bad phone, Richard.
I have a portable phone. I don't know.
I'm sorry, it's not working out, buddy. I mean, if you can call back and try to get a clearer reception, we can put you on, but you're all snarled in Gilbertsville. That's not that far away, Gilbertsville.
Did he say a portable phone?
Yeah, he said, what did he get? He has a burner.
He might have
a burner.
It's a portable phone.
It's coming down to the last final seconds on that burner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. The 5 o'clock hour is ahead of us. Can't wait. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.